Hi, and welcome to Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living. I am Namisha Raja from Toronto, Canada, and today we're making a Cuban black bean soup. And it's just great for this time of the year. In Toronto here, the weather's getting cold, and so hot soups are a welcome addition to any dinner table. This Cuban black bean soup has not too many ingredients, a few spices, but the combination of all of the things that we're doing makes it extremely tasty and very nutritious. Now, the first thing you'll notice, I'm not using oil. Many chefs use oil to saute the onions and the celery and garlic and all of that. I tend to avoid oil whenever possible. So what I've got here in the pot instead is a quarter cup of boiling water, or at least extremely hot water. You can see the steam coming out. And I'm going to add, I've got a medium chopped onion. So it's about a cup of chopped onion. I dice it small so that it will cook fairly quickly. Okay, so I'm just gonna give that a little stir and let the onions get evenly spread out in the pot, in the hot water. And I'm going to cover the pot and let them cook for a few minutes while I prepare the next two ingredients, which is carrot and celery. Now, if you don't have a mini chopper like this, you can definitely do this by hand. You just put your cut up and washed celery in. So here goes. And there you have it, finely diced celery. And that will go into the soup pot. And we're going to do the same thing with the carrots. Now don't put too many in, because what will happen is the blade will get stuck. So you want to leave some room there. So if you have to do it twice, that's okay. So here we go again. And same thing. We have nice finely diced carrots for the soup. And just scoop them out of the little bowl. And then if you're doing it by hand, you don't have to get it this small. I'm going to stir and mix the onions and celery and the carrot so that everything is evenly mixed in the pot. And we need to let it sit and cook for about 10 minutes until the vegetables get soft. As you can see from the steaming pot, the vegetables are nice and tender. They're not mushy. So we've only been cooking them for about 6 to 8 minutes. And I'm just gonna give it a little stir. And now I'm going to add my cumin. So you can use anywhere from a half a teaspoon to 1 teaspoon of cumin and some hot chili pepper flakes. Now I like it really, really hot, but today, because we have other people tasting the soup, maybe they don't like it so hot. So I'm only adding 1 teaspoon. So I'm adding my spices and just stir that in, and now we're ready to add the beans. These are rinsed, canned black beans. You can of course do them from scratch, but that means you have to soak them overnight and then cook them the next morning and then use them in the recipe. But today we're just using canned beans that were rinsed, thoroughly rinsed. And the reason I rinse my canned beans really well is to remove the excess salt. So now I'm just mixing the beans in with the vegetables to get everything combined evenly. And oh, is it ever starting to smell good? The cumin and the onions and the celery and carrots, it's all smelling just wonderful. I'm going to add 3 more cups of water because we're making soup. Now you can use broth, but because this soup is already so flavorful, I find that it doesn't really need broth. Now you'll see there's a few more ingredients still left to add in the soup, namely the tomatoes, my lime juice, and the garlic, and salt, cilantro, and orange juice. The reason that we wait before we add these things is because these 3 ingredients have acid in them. The tomatoes, the orange juice, and the lime juice. Acid slows down the cooking process. So what that would do is that it would stop or slow down the carrots and the celery from cooking. And we don't want that to happen just yet. We want the carrots and the celery and the onions to get soft so that we're not crunching them in the soup. We'll just wait a few minutes while the soup cooks. And while the soup is cooking, I'm gonna go and walk the dog, and I'll be right back. Okay, so the dog's happy and we're back to our Cuban black bean soup. As you can see, the pot is bubbling and boiling hot, and we're ready to add the rest of the ingredients. So we've had it cooking for an extra 10 minutes after I added the beans and the extra water. And now I'm ready to add the tomatoes, the acid that I was talking about. Tomatoes add a wonderful flavor to soup. And we're going to add the garlic. Now, the reason I held off on the garlic is if you add it too early, you lose that garlic flavor. The garlic becomes very mellow. I love garlic, so I save it till the end so that I can actually taste it and you get that garlic punch. This is about 2 to 3 cloves, 3 if they're small, 2 if they're really large, nicely minced or crushed. Add them in, and now we're ready to add also the lime juice and the orange juice. And some people think, you know, orange juice and soup, isn't orange juice for breakfast? No, orange juice gives this soup a wonderful fruity, sweet undertone that brings out the flavors of all the other ingredients that are in there. So I've just added the juice of 1 lime and 1 cup of orange juice. Now you can use fresh orange juice, or this is just from the carton, but not from concentrate. So just a good quality orange juice, and put it in and mix it all up. And I would let this cook for at least another 5 to 6 more minutes and let everything blend. So now while that's happening, let me talk a little bit about the nutrition of this soup. People say to me whenever I tell them I'm vegetarian, where do you get your protein? So protein comes from beans. That's one of the major sources of protein for vegetarians. But the advantage of plant-based protein versus animal-based protein is that beans have fiber. They also have calcium and iron. So meat, fish, poultry, dairy, eggs, those sources of protein have no fiber. And as we know, that fiber is very, very important in keeping us regular, removing excess hormones from your system, which plays a huge role in cancer prevention. Now, the iron that's in the beans, for your body to absorb it, it needs vitamin C. And that's why we've got the orange juice, the lime juice, and the tomatoes. All of these items have vitamin C. So not only does it make your soup taste good, but it also helps you absorb the iron that's in the beans. So now this soup is looking pretty good. The tomatoes are starting to soften a little bit. Now, if you don't have one of these hand blenders, you can actually serve the soup as is by adding the salt and the cilantro. The reason I hold off on the salt till the very end is because then you end up using less. It makes our food taste good, but too much can harden the arteries and upset your mineral balance. It can actually leach calcium from your bones or prevent the calcium from being absorbed. So we want to keep the salt to a minimum. I've only got 1 little teaspoon here, and I'm going to add it into this big pot of soup, and that's going to be plenty. It's going to be enough. So I'm going to add that 1 teaspoon of salt and give the soup a stir, and then we're going to puree it halfway. You can serve it as is, and it'll be brothy. But if you like a thick soup, then having one of these is one of the, this is my favorite kitchen tool in the whole world. I could not live without one of these. Just stick it right in the pot. So here goes. There. Now, I did not puree it completely. If you like to do that and you just like a nice smooth soup, you can puree it longer. I just did it so that there's still some whole beans left in there, some carrot pieces, some celery pieces, because I like that texture. And of course, anytime you're using fresh herbs, you want to wait till the end so that when you serve it, the flavor of the herbs will still be there. So I'm adding my cilantro in, and I've got 2 tablespoons of chopped cilantro here that I'm going to mix into the soup. If you don't like cilantro, you can substitute an equal amount of parsley and it will work just as well. So that's it. We're ready to serve. Okay, so our soup, our Cuban black bean soup is in our serving bowl, and we have an official taste tester today. Wow. His name is Nick. Hi, Nick.
Hi.
Are you ready to do this tasting?
Yes, after smelling the aroma, I like it.
You like the aroma? Well, hopefully it tastes as good as it smells. So do the honors. There's your bowl. Take a spoonful and tell us what you think. Yeah, scoop from the bottom, because the soup does settle. You know, the beans and all that go to the bottom. So when you're eating it, just give it a little stir.
Smells good.
Smells good. What do you think?
Wow.
Nick thinks it's delicious. Wow. So, I hope you enjoyed the show today. For more recipes and information on vegetarianism, please visit my website, evolvingappetites.com. And thank you for joining us on Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living. Stay tuned for Supreme Master Television with more vegan cooking shows. We'll see you next time.
Namisha can show you how to improve your health and the environment with yummy, compassionate, plant-based foods. Find more information at www.evolvingappetites.com or info@evolvingappetites.com.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/VEG.